Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast, presented by the Union Tribune of San Diego. Kevin A.C., Padres beat writer. Jay Posner, sports editor. Jay, Franmil Reyes era has begun.
Oh, wait. Okay, great. Another outfielder. I was just thinking, you know what the Padres really need is another outfielder, because they're going to, if they could get like one more up here, they could just play Hosmer and outfielders.
Yes. Now that's the thing. Okay. So where does Franmil Reyes fit in? I have no idea. The guy can't play a lick of outfield, or at least when he was in spring training, and you know, last year he couldn't. Now he's hitting the heck out of the ball. Great time for him to get super hot, because Will Myers is on the DL. Hunter Renfro is on the DL. They still have too many outfielders, even with those two guys on the DL. But like, now's as good a time as any to find out about Franmil Reyes. Problem is, Travis Jankowski's been hot. They still think that Manuel Margot's their center fielder of the future. Francy Cordero's going to play every day.
Well, that's three spots right there. Last I checked, unless they're going to start a softball team, that's all they get. So that, I was hoping you could shed light on this, because I have no idea where this guy's going to play.
You're going to platoon Jankowski and Reyes. Here's the situation, and I'm going to write about
it. Okay, but how many lefties are you going to see?
Well, that's right. So how often is Franmil Reyes, who gets right-handed, and Jankowski, of course, left-handed, and he's not playing against lefties. So there's not much time here. And this is where we're taping this just before the start of the two-game series. We love two-game series against the Colorado Rockies. Oh, we love the Rockies. Get to see them a lot here early. But before the Padres head out on a 10-game trip, they play the Rockies the next two nights. And I'm going to write for tonight about the urgency of this situation for guys like Franmil Reyes, Travis Jankowski. And we're talking about the outfield now. But you're also talking about Corey Spangenberg, Carlos Villanueva, even Manny Margot, Austin Hedges when he comes back. 2018 has now become, and it always was really, but it was only a matter of time before they went full audition mode. That I don't know where Franmil Reyes fits in, but now, Jay, is the only time for them to really find out, because Will Myers, you know, supposedly is going to be back in early June.
Well, if he's back in early June, that takes one. I'm sorry, we had a little technical issue there that I thought had happened. But
that means it was a delay, since we're like a quarter of a mile from each other.
I know. There was a. But when Myers comes back, obviously he's going to play virtually every day.
Yep.
I'm just really curious how this juggling act goes, because, and as you said, when Renfro comes back, where does he fit in? So it's certainly something that's going to be interesting. They've already taken one of the outfielders, Jose Perella, and moved him pretty much to second base. When does Luis Urias come up?
And then than a lot of people think or believe. I mean, really. I mean, we're talking about a matter of, I think, more than days, but weeks. So, yeah.
There's just so much talent here. I mean, it's hard to believe this team is where it is.
but it is.
They are 6-6 in May. So, you know, we're always here to look at the bright side.
They have to find out. Is this the kind of talent that can get them, you know, to the next level, whatever that is?
500?
Yes. Is this the kind of talent that will be here when they expect to be good? I mean, or are some of these guys trade pieces? Obviously, they'd love it if this problem of quote unquote too many outfielders remains a problem. Well, then they'll turn them into something. But the magic there is when and who do you keep? Look, I love Travis Jankowski. He's the one guy who, you know, he has a limited skill set.
Well, and you could argue that about Reyes too, right? I mean, it's a different skill set, but if he can't, if he's not a good defensive player, is he a guy that if he shows off, then, you know, you trade him to an American League team that might want to DH? But of course, and then always in the back of my mind and people who have been following this team forever is going to be, well, sure, we'll get a guy who looks like he's going to be good, and then we'll trade him, and then he'll go on somewhere else and he'll be a star, and we'll be left with our usual, you know, struggling franchise, because we're the Padres and that's what happens to us. Now, one of these years, the Padres are going to break that trend. And I hope I'm here to see it, because I do think people here are very eager to see this team win, and they're eager to jump on a bandwagon, but they're very wary. And, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, we've been through this before, and so we'll see what happens. But I do think there's a lot of decisions that need to be made here coming up pretty soon. But I'm not even sure how they're going to find at bats to find out if these guys are good or not. That's the other issue is, you know, if you can't judge people like that, then what do you do? So,
well, again, they're going to, I'm completely perplexed by it, except you just really, this kid is hitting like almost 600 with like a 1200 slugging percentage in May. And you, like we talked about, Myers and Renfro coming back at some point. He was never going to get any playing time. Now is the time. So again, that is what I'll be writing about. And it is really interesting what is going to happen here. And then, Urias, people just keep saying it's going to happen real soon. So then what happens with Pirella? But I think the guys like Pirella and Matt Caesar certainly over Pirella. I'm not saying Pirella's not going to finish out the season here, but these guys aren't going to be around after this. It's that's just what we're saying.
No, that makes sense. So what are we seeing tonight at the Rockies? We have a left-handed pitcher for the Rockies tonight. Is that correct? So Reyes will be in the lineup?
Reyes is going to be in the lineup. Margot is going to be in the lineup. And of course, you know, the guy who's going to play every day until he shows that that he can is Francy Cordero. So really we're talking about his two spots. You know, Francy maybe gets a rest every once in a while, but we're talking about two spots in the outfield to get all these guys playing time. Playing the Rockies for what, the 10th time tomorrow, the 11th?
Yeah, something like that.
So again, we'll get to see Jordan Lyles, so that's awesome.
We saw Jordan Lyles on Saturday night score the winning run, right?
I tell you what, Jay, this team is at least most nights interesting in how they lose or in how they call someone up or how they win. I found it to be an interesting, and I don't ever know what I'm going to see when I come to the ballpark.
Well, I think even yesterday, which was the only game on the weekend that I made it out to Petco, but I'm glad I sold my tickets to Friday night because that was a good game to miss. But I did watch Saturday and I was there yesterday, and that game looked like it might not be terribly interesting once they had the 4-0 lead, but Cardinals scored a couple runs and then Brad Hand made it interesting in the ninth. I was a little surprised. I don't know how you feel about this. I know you weren't there yesterday enjoying Mother's Day away from the ballpark, but the negativity in the stands yesterday when Brad Hand, I mean, he gave up this pop fly home run, the next guy got on base, and people around me were like screaming at Andy Green, you know, get somebody up in the bullpen, get him. And then there was another walk and it was like, get him out of there. And it was just so bizarre that here's a guy who's, you know, I don't know, what is he now, 11 of 13 in saves, and he saved 20 something games last year, and he's been a really good pitcher here for, you know, 2.5 seasons, and one or two guys get on base and it's like, get him out of there. And it's just, and I don't know if that's just the mentality that's been beaten into Padre fans through the years or what, but it just struck me as a little odd. Like, nobody has any faith in Brad Hand all of a sudden. So
the one thing I will say is Brad has run into some trouble when he runs into trouble. He comes in and strikes out three guys, right?
Right.
He runs into trouble and it's a gigantic inning.
And then he strikes out three guys.
And then he strikes out three guys.
And I understand he's not perfect, but it just struck me as like, this guy's been pretty good. And I mean, how many teams yank their closer in the middle of an inning? It's just not something that you generally see, and usually for good reason, because there's not anybody that you'd rather have in there than the guy that you've picked to be your ninth inning guy.
They're wasting their breath. I will say this, and Bill Center beat me to it, and credit to him. Bill Center wrote in MLB.com today about Clayton Richard and about how awful he's been against the NL West, and then, like, he totally befuddled the Cardinals yesterday, and he's been excellent in his four starts against non-NL West. And I just think that Clayton is another guy that you hear so much about, like, what's he even doing in the major leagues? Did you see what he's done the last two starts?
Yeah, I actually tweeted about it yesterday. He's had two straight eight-inning starts. He struck out 18, gave up, I think, just five runs. He's pitched very, very well. Now, I mean, look, Clayton Richard is Clayton Richard. He is what he is. He's not Madison Bumgarner or Clayton Kershaw or Max Scherzer or anybody like that. But, I mean, I do think he is a major league pitcher, and he's not a terrible pitcher. He's not a great pitcher, but I think he's a guy that's going to go out there and on a good number of days, he's going to give you 7 innings, 3 runs, you know, that kind of outing. He's going to give his team a chance to win most of the games that he's in. And I think that's all you can ask from most pitchers at this point that aren't, you know, number one or number two guys. I mean, Clayton Richard is the first, I'm sure, I don't know him, I'm sure he'd be the first guy to tell you he's not a number one starter. You know, he's a number one starter on this team because they don't have anybody else, especially since Lamet's gone for the year.
How about this? He was an opening day starter, which then gets confused with a number one starter.
Right.
Tyson Ross, who almost certainly will be traded, is your number one starter now, but he's not a number one starter on a contending team. And then that's the way it is. But if Clayton Richard now, seeming like Clayton Richard, who had, 197 innings last year? Anyway, I just thought, good for you, Clayton Richard. Good for you, because that's exactly who you are, Jay. He's a major league pitcher. You know, when I say major league pitcher, I'm not talking about Max Scherzer or Clayton Kershaw. Those guys are studs. A major league pitcher is a guy who grinds and finds a way to get through 7 or 8 innings. And I think Clayton's one of the best at doing that.
Right. And what we hope to see in the future from the Padres standpoint is a guy like Mackenzie Gore or someone like that, you know, drafted third overall, that he becomes a stud pitcher. That's, you know, a guy like Jake Peavy was 10 years ago, 11 years ago. You know, that's what we're looking for down the road. But that was just another one of those weird series where the Padres were, they lost a close game. They got blown out in a game. It's like, oh boy, here we go again. And then they come back and they win a couple games. And as I said, I think they're 6-6 in May, which, you know, is nothing to get all excited about. It's 12 games, but it's a lot better than they were doing in April. And, you know, they did it against some decent teams, during that stretch. And now we see the Rockies for 2, and then you're off to, I think it's Pittsburgh, Washington, and LA.
Right. And so you won't see another struggling team. Though I guess, you know what, even though the Rockies had, I think, 4-2 on their last homestand, they're struggling offensively for the Rockies, certainly. But another winning record by a good margin. Go to Pittsburgh, has a winning record. Go back to Washington, winning record. And then you get to face the struggling Dodgers, who are, you know, finding out what it's like to be the Padres, so far this season. So, yes, Jay. You're unusually positive today here on the Hot Lava Podcast.
I am Mr. Positive. Have you not met me?
I don't understand. All right, 2 against the Rockies. I'm going to go find out what's happening with this outfield, though. It is really going to be a fascinating couple of weeks, and then it's only going to get more fascinating. Of course, Travis Jankowski's not going to keep hitting 400, and, you know, Franmil Reyes might come up here and strike out 40% of the time. We don't know. But, you know, takes care of itself. But this is, I think, very interesting. And it's sort of like the start. You know, then Luis Urias will come up and we'll be judging his every move. At some point, Fernando Tatis. You mentioned Mackenzie Gore. I mean, we've got like 2 more years of this growing pains and auditions.
I think the important thing is to make sure that when Urias does come up, that we judge him on his first game. Right? Maybe even his first at bat. Like if he strikes out his first at bat, we just immediately write him off as being just another stiff. You know, the Padres sold this a bill of goods on this guy. I think that would be really important to make sure that we do at that point in time. So anyway, it will be interesting. I mean, like you said, Reyes gives us another guy to watch and speculate about, and we will I'll look forward to seeing what you come up with today, and I will see you out there either tonight or tomorrow. I will make sure to come up to your office.
My office. I will talk to you later. Thanks a lot for joining us on the Hot Lava Podcast.
This has been a production of the UT Podcast Network.
From the UT Podcast Network, this is The Conversation.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Luis. And this is The Conversation, a new podcast where we bring you the news that will get you talking every weekday.
good conversation, news you can use, and zero Anchorman references.
We'll see about that, actually.
We'll keep it fun and interesting and hope you'll join us in conversation via social media, online comments, and emails. We want to hear from you during this podcast, too.
Okay, here's a little bit about what we'll be getting into.
We've got Trump.
We've got California.
We've got San Diego.
You name it.
Sometimes we'll keep it entertaining, and other times we'll be digging deep into elections, political news.
We even talk about the fun, interesting news stories that you don't always get to read at the top of your news feed.
Yeah, like UFOs, invasive rodents, ooh, and creepy college mascots.
Yikes. Check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on sandiegouniontribune.com/podcast.
Hey, and if you have Twitter, you can talk to us on Twitter at SDUT Ideas.
Join us every weekday for The Conversation.
Thanks for listening.